Blog Talk Radio. Hello?
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. We're back to doing night shows, which is fantastic. I love them. And I'm very, very excited tonight because we've got a very, very cool band on, the Snipers of Babel. Hello, Snipers. How are you tonight?
Yo.
No.
Hello.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
Good. We've got, we'll go around the room and introduce you guys, yourselves, and tell us what you do in the band.
We're going to start to the right with Tommy.
All right. I'm all the way on the right. I'm Tommy Mott. I'm a vocalist in Snipers.
Nice.
Of Babel.
Yes. Snipers of Babel, yeah.
I'm Jeremy Dyer. I do vocals.
There you go. I'm Layla Singer. Yeah. I also do vocals. Most of us in the band do vocals, in fact.
Nice.
Bunch of goddamn singers.
That's
fingers.
Awesome. Well,
I am
fantastic.
Mike Bozier, play guitar. I dabble in a little bit of keyboards and candle wax.
Nice. Oh man, what a statement! I love it. I'm imagining all kinds of things now. It's fantastic.
Wow.
They're probably all accurate.
No, you guys. Let me ask you, how long have you guys been together? How did Snipers of Babel come together? How did it coalesce? How, what's the story?
Jeremy, go ahead and roll with this one.
Me and Mike have been in many bands over the years, and we had to separate for a while and do different things, and we came back together, and I just felt like we had something to prove. I felt like I had something to prove to myself, and Mike put some great music together, and put a bunch of really cool singers. You know, Tommy Mott's an incredible, incredible vocalist, writer. Layla's incredible singer, incredible writer. And Mike is just a wax fiend. So, you know, just kind of steamroll. You know, we really didn't know exactly what we were doing in the beginning, but what it's turned into now is a locked-in machine that's going to roll through people.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's really cool
fantastic.
Because Jeremy came to me with the idea to do this over 2 years ago, and originally we were going to have Will Dorsey play drums on it from Body Count.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh wow!
Jeremy and Will went to high school together here in Bowie, Maryland, and at the time I was all about it, put that together, you know, a bunch of riffs and hashed out a couple songs, and then Will got really busy with touring and stuff like that, so I called an old friend of mine, Kevin Talley, and he was totally down to do the drum tracks on everything. So everything just kind of fell in place, and we had a first rehearsal with everyone being the singers in one room, mm-hmm. and everybody's kind of looking at each other like, what are we going to do, you know? And once we started rolling with it, it just kind of just snowballed.
That's fantastic. I love when things come together like that because that doesn't happen all the time like that, you know, and it's such a nice change when it does. That's fantastic. Now, you guys are all hailing from greater D.C. area, right?
Yes, sir.
Exactly. Except for Kevin. He lived here briefly while he was in Dying Fetus, and then he moved back home to Texas. And so he did all the studio tracks for us and everything. And we have a local guy now, Mike Loomer, who's playing drums for us. Big shoes to fill, but he's doing it, man. I'm really, really proud of the guy.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. Now, what is the it's been a while. Since I've been to the D.C. area, it's been a long time, actually. I grew up in Detroit, and there was always D.C. when I was younger, when I was like 15, 16 in high school, and this was back in the 80s, D.C. always had this reputation for just really great like punk scene, you know? And
Yep.
Big time. And we used to go down there. Is there a good metal scene in D.C.?
It is more punk hardcore kind of thing. Baltimore has great metal bands. D.C. has some great metal bands. But it definitely has been known for the punk hardcore and go-go more than anything else.
Go-go.
Right. Yeah.
But there definitely, to answer your question, there definitely is a metal scene in Maryland, and it's very the folks who are in it are extremely passionate and extremely driven. If you're a metalhead in Maryland, you do have a home, you know, and
nice.
It's a good thing.
Well, it's cool. It's cool to see, and there's been almost a resurgence. I don't think it went away to true fans, you know, that are passionate about metal music and just kick ass, you know, melt your face off type stuff. Yeah, it's always been there, but it's getting bigger. You know, I see more people at shows and whatnot, and that's a good thing, I think, you know.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
There's nothing like going to a rock show. It's just, it's different, you know. It's going to be a totally different vibe, but a cool vibe, you know, especially if it's a good band. And you guys are awesome. So,
yeah, definitely.
Very,
cool.
Now, will you?
Oh, thanks, man.
Were you? Oh yeah, absolutely. I speak the truth, man. I speak the truth. Were you guys all like? Well, you had mentioned you've been in a couple different bands and whatnot. Is that kind of the story? And you kind of knew each other from the scene and whatnot.
Exactly. Yeah. I was in a band called Audio Terror Regime, and Jeremy was our first vocalist, and then Tommy. Mm-hmm. was actually a vocalist in the band as well. And I've worked with these guys in the past and had, you know, great relationships. And it was basically a band of putting together a bunch of musicians and singers who were my favorite, you know, in the area, like kind of like an all-star kind of thing. And then about a year into it, while we're still tracking vocals and stuff like that, I really wanted to have a female voice on some tracks. So I got with a friend of mine and we brainstormed, and then he knew Layla, and then got in touch with Layla, and she came down. Originally was going to be just on one track, and we liked it so much we asked her to be on this next track, and then she was like, hey, could I be on this track? You know, so it's just kind of like, when instead of a guest
right.
vocalist, she's a really right. big part of the band now, you know.
Mike's being
yeah,
nice. I was always supposed to be a guest vocalist. It was sort of my idea. I was like, hey, cool, I'm in, thanks. What's the next song?
She never left. No, it's good though. It's
they're
good.
Still waiting for me to leave.
Now
up.
Let me ask you, Layla, because you've got such a cool voice. Did you have any sort of vocal training and whatnot? I mean, I know that's kind of a nerd question to ask, but I'm just curious because
you
got
to set yeah.
on you. No, you just
Thank
normally
you. Yes,
that way.
No, I appreciate that. Yes, I. Say what?
Well, I said you're just normally that good. It just happened. That's a good thing.
Oh no. Yeah, no. I have very definitely had training. Yes,
and I
strongly encourage training. You know.
That's cool. Absolutely. I get people. I'm a painter by trade. That's what I do. I paint pictures of people, and I get young people all the time. Yeah, they're like, you know, that's what I want to do. And I said, well, you know, start out drawing 3 hours a day. And do that for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta learn your skill. You know, learn your
yep,
instrument.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep, I sing for 2 hours a day.
Yeah, it didn't surprise me because it's that good. And all of you guys, I mean, just it's real real high energy and stuff. And man, I gotta ask because I've never been in a band, but growing up, all of my friends, everybody I knew. They were all in bands because, you know, you guys throw the best parties. That's why I hung out with these people. But, no, I painted lots of leather jackets and lots of drum kits growing up, you know. But, no, I mean, you guys play so hard. I mean, do you just want to like fall over after you get done like doing a show or something? Because I mean, that's a lot of energy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the cool thing about it is everyone is so passionate about what they do that you're spent, you know, after practice, you know, whatever, in doing the sessions and stuff like that. You know, we pour everything into it. And that's the beauty of it, because we're really into what we're doing. We're writing, you know, stuff that we want to hear on the, you know, on,
right,
you know,
absolutely.
We can't say really the radio, but it's the stuff we want to listen to is what we're writing. You know what I mean?
Very
emotional. It's fantastic.
Very spending.
Yeah. And I think also, too, a big part of the reason that, I mean, I think I speak for most metalheads when I say this, that the big part of the reason we're into this sound and into this kind of music is because we're all really sort of emotionally big people. And we sort of like to throw ourselves into things all the way, just in general. So, you know, it's really high energy music because we're really high energy and really passionate people. And if we're going to do something, we're going to do it till we drop, you know. And so, yeah, so when we're done playing, you know, we're spent. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Advancements in technology, shifting markets, and the gig economy are changing the nature of work. With this in mind, Harvard Business School Executive Education is launching a new program on managing the future of work. Based on the latest research into the forces reshaping workforce demographics, this program is designed to help employers remain competitive by thinking strategically about today's evolving business landscape. Learn more by clicking the banner or visiting hbs.me/future. That's hbs.me/future.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. Right. Well, and you know, you see, I've seen bands where that's the case, where you see the band, and it's this will sound very California, very new agey, but it's almost like magic where the band's throwing out all this energy, and it's so cool when the audience picks it up and they toss it back to them, and it just keeps building, and like ping pong comes, and it just builds and builds. And I tell you, I've seen bands before where that isn't where that doesn't happen, and it's the most boring show in the world. Yeah.
But man, when it does, like you said, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's really cool. I'm very envious as an artist because I'm not saying it'll never happen, but I've yet to paint a painting where it affects people like that. You know, that is very cool. Hey, and speaking of art,
you've got the opposite end
guys,
of the spectrum with painting, though.
Yeah, I guess it's weird.
Yeah,
you know, it's not.
I mean,
as
look
fun,
at this
you know?
Way, dude. I have seen paintings that like moved me so deeply that I was like emotionally worn out. You know, afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
So I was
true.
Like, oh my God, that was so wow. Yeah.
Well,
don't
be too jealous of it, because I'm willing to bet that no one has ever broken your nose by accident because they loved your painting so much.
Right. Probably not by accident.
This is very true. And I have to hear this story. What happened? What happened?
Happened a few times. sometimes things just get out of control, and you know you're in a confined space,
right.
And everyone's. Everyone is expelling every emotion they've had pent up for that day, week, month,
yeah,
or whatever.
Nice.
And sometimes they're just kind of controlled riots, and it's all part of the
– right.
You either love
that's
it or
awesome.
Hate it. And unfortunately, there's a sick part of my brain that loves it.
Right.
Hey, speaking of artwork, have you had a chance to check out the artwork on the CD?
I was just going to bring this up. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. And folks, if you're on our show page right now, it's scrolling through the Flash Player. You can see this. This is one of the really cool things I like about you guys, from your logo to the CD artwork, is you capture – it reminds me of when I was younger. I'm not saying this is dated by any means, but it metal that kind of touches and nods to that mythological type thing. And I dig that. You know, that's one of the things I really
awesome.
Dug as a kid when I would listen to these – fantastic records and stuff. You know, you'd see this stuff and you're like, oh, that's so cool. You know?
We wanted that,
so cool.
that substance with it. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, that is exactly what we were going for. So that's really awesome.
Well, we had,
absolutely.
A guy named Art Hammer, a local guy who's done a ton of artwork for a lot of underground bands here in the Maryland, DC, Virginia area for Lost Apparitions Records. And he wasn't doing any more logos. He was like, I'm done with logos, but went to him and talked to him, and we came up with this idea for the logo. And then Megan Crabble, she's a great artist. She helped put together the whole packaging of the CD and the layout. But the guy we got is so influential, Vincent Castiglia. He's like a student of H.R. Geiger, who is a guy who – talking about artwork and influencing how you feel and how you write. We had Vincent Castiglia, he gave us art to use for the album cover, and it just doesn't get any better than that, you know.
And if you're not familiar with Vincent Castiglia, he paints solely in his own blood. That's his entire medium. He doesn't use paint at all. He uses his own blood correct me if I'm wrong. Does he ever use anyone else's? I think he does. Like, I think he did a portrait, of Greg Allman, and he used family member's blood in that as well. But that's all he paints in. And, I mean, obviously his paintings are phenomenal. They're amazing.
You can't
really
get more
metal really
than that.
Spoke to us too. Yeah, you know,
that's pretty awesome.
Just for the shock factor, you know, it's even beyond the shock factor, because really it's something, like I said, you know, we're metalheads are really sort of, you know, deeply emotional people. So the idea of, you know, artwork in blood is a very personal thing too. So that was really something that we felt like was a really, really good fit for us.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. All of it. The logo. I'm telling you, that logo, I could be traveling the desert for a week and then come upon an old temple and see that logo etched in the stone there. You know, I mean, it's
awesome.
Just perfect. And when I listen
that's
to the music,
killer.
I kind of get that vibe too. You know,
awesome.
It all works. Yeah.
Right
so
on,
definitely, you know, buy them a cup of coffee next time you see them. Good job
right.
on that. It's very, very cool.
Show via Tommy.
Nice.
What's that?
Nice.
I said, you can get a coffee mug, you know, Snipers of Battle.
There you go,
Tommy.
Yeah.
In Reading.
Yeah.
Hurry up while they laugh.
Yeah,
fantastic.
We're showing our age when we start handing out coffee mugs and stuff. All these other bands hand out shot glasses and beer bongs and wife beaters and whatnot. We're like, hey, we got coffee mugs, and I think we're going to get a line of pillows soon.
Hey, we get to work every day.
Oh, man. You know, there was a time when I would use a shot glass daily, but no, now it's a coffee mug. It's
Right. Well, you are our target audience, then, sir.
I'm telling you, I'm right there. You know, it was weird. I stopped drinking coffee a couple years ago. I watched something late at night. I couldn't sleep. And they're like, oh, you know, you need to drink tea. So I threw out all the coffee and started drinking tea. And my girlfriend stayed, surprisingly. I'm surprised that she weathered that storm. And then I went back to coffee, and I was just like, oh, my God, this is like cocaine. I must have more.
Yeah.
And I can't even believe I was stupid enough to stop. You know, I'm definitely addicted to the coffee. It's bad.
That's
but,
funny.
You know, at least I'm not saying that about Jack Daniels. You know, there was a time. No, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. My drinking.
There
you go. My drinking habits have totally changed since when I was. I used to drink. Man, yeah, I remember a time when I would go to a party and they're like, "Hey, you want a glass?" I'm like, "No, I'll just drink this vodka right out of the bottle." I mix. No. It just gets in the way. You know. There's no way in hell I can do that today.
Similar childhood to me, my brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think it's a Midwest and East Coast thing, you know, because it's weird. You go out to California and stuff. People can't drink out there. You know, people. I had conversations with people that are like, yeah, I had 3 drinks last night and that was it. And then I came home. Like, what the hell is that? You know, I guess that's called responsibility is what that is. And maybe that's a good thing.
Right.
Anyhow, fantastic band. Now, you guys are going to have a big show this weekend, right?
We do. Yep, we're going to be at Coal Fest.
So cool. Now, that's up in Pennsylvania?
It is, yeah, Reading, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Nice. Now, I have to ask, is there a Snipers of Babel-like vehicle that I can even imagine? It's probably got like a big catapult on the top of it or something, or looks like something out of the Road Warrior.
We have a caravan.
Nice. Proud of them. That's awesome. Very. People lock their doors when the caravan comes into town. And kidding.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Yep.
They're here for more blood paintings. No. That's cool. Now the doors for this, I'm looking at the flyer right now, folks. It's that's 21 and up. You got to have an ID to drink, of course. You know, like anywhere. And the doors are at noon. So this is. What do they have, like 9 bands playing or something like that? There's a lot.
Probably more. They have two different stages. We're on the main stage, and we're playing, I think, at 2:30 till 2:50. So it's like quick sets, 10-minute changeover. So it's like back and forth, you know, and then they're kind of staggering it so you can watch a band on the second stage and then – while they're playing, you know, the other band's setting up and you can check the other band out, kind of back and forth kind of deal.
Oh, cool. Smart.
Yeah, it's a big all-day festival into the evening.
No, are those festivals, are they, again, like I said, I've never been in a band. I've only been to festivals down in the crowd, you know, and usually Jägermeister wasn't, I'm kidding. But are they hard to do with the setup, the quick setup and getting ready and then getting the breakdown and all that, or do you have plenty of people to help with that? Or I can only imagine
it's
nightmare.
Yeah, it's chaotic. Everyone that I've done has been chaotic. You pretty much have to use the gear that they have. You know, you bring your heads and that kind of thing, and the breakables, they call it. But you have to deal with, you know, the drum kit that's there. But pretty much everyone's doing it. So, you know, it's a fun thing. You know, it's kind of like
– that's cool.
You know, just in and out real quick, you know, herding you off and on like cattle, you know, but it's fun though.
That's fantastic. That's going to be a good show, everybody. So if you're in the Reading, Pennsylvania area, and hey, I know that part of the country, you know, I think you can get there from Boston in like an 8-hour drive. So that's the time to go.
And if anybody comes, tell you what, if anyone comes and they mention the show, they heard us on the show, we'll give them a free CD.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Yep. Wow, how about that? How about that, ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen?
Maybe something else. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. That's fantastic. Now, I'm trying to figure out here, how can I get from Miami to Reading Pen? How long is that going to
Oh, shit. You're talking Miami? Oh, my God.
You've got days, man. Come on.
it's
19 hours. Oh. I think you could get there in 19 hours.
It's on Saturday. What's your excuse?
Exactly. Exactly. Loading up the dog. We're coming up, man. We're coming up. That's fantastic.
Nice.
Now, I wanted to ask, the album, because my show notes are mixed up here, so I'm not sure. The album's out now, right? Or is it coming out?
Yeah,
no, it's out.
Now.
Yep.
It's out. Okay, it is out, folks. And people can buy it. It's all over digital music. For those who can't get to the show and get the free CD if they mention the show, people can pick it up wherever, right?
They can pick it up.
Go ahead, Layla.
No, go for it.
If they want a CD, they need to hit us up. We're on Facebook, Snipers of Babel. Where do we have it digitally, Mike? I always forget.
We have it on Reverb and Bandcamp, Spotify, iTunes, all those mediums. And also you can get it at Lost Apparitions Records.
Nice. Yeah. And I always tell people, too, you know, in all seriousness, people always ask me, where's the best place to buy a CD or whatever? And I always tell them, you know, if you can, a show, because that's the coolest thing. Because you can play it and you can show it to people. And you're like, yeah, I picked this up. And they're like, shut up. You never saw that. That's a big time band. What? I saw them. Honestly, you know, it'd be one of those fun conversations.
And that's always the place to get it, too.
Exactly.
That's true.
There's always a merch table.
That's
a good thing. Man, when I was a kid, I would have all these friends that were in bands, and that's how I got to go to a lot of shows. You know, I'd call them up, and back in the day, this is way before Twitter and Facebook and everything, they usually hand me a staple gun and a big stack of flyers and say, hit every telephone pole in town, man.
Come
to the show.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. We would take flyers and go to a big show and hand them out. All the cars in the parking lot.
I've done it. Yeah, that's how we used to do things, people. And one of the cool things too, I want to let people know. You can also, we've all been there at one point or another. If you're broke as a joke and whatnot, and you still want to listen to you some Snipers of Babel, you can listen to them on Spotify. But if you do that, be sure to play their music 50,000 times on repeat, and you know that way. They got bills to pay, man. Studio money.
Yeah, and Spotify put it up on YouTube as well. So,
nice. Very cool. Very, very cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart. Be like me. Get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheC-Ring.com. Now, I played a little bit of the video leading up to the show and whatnot. It's so cool. I think you guys did it on Facebook. It's like a Facebook video. That's very cool. Now, did you guys put that together, or did you have somebody do it, or because it's
which
cool
video
as hell.
I'm
getting over there now, and I'm looking. I'm scrolling. Man, why is this loading so slow? Probably because I have all this anti-ad stuff on my Facebook. I probably shouldn't mention that on the air, but yeah, I just get sick of it. You know, I get sick of all the. This is the. Well, it's got a picture of the Babel Tower there, and this is a teaser for as yet unreleased 25th Parallel.
Video. That's the 25th Parallel teaser. Yeah. Jayla put that together. Mike's daughter put that together.
Yeah, my daughter. Oh, believe it or not, man, she's a computer nerd, and you know, like all kids are, and she's really, really into video editing, and just amazing at doing it, you know. And we have three like her songs, and she put them all together. It's all her.
Man, she's good. She's really good, because that's cool as hell. How cool is that?
Yeah.
And you've got that talent in house.
Great. I know, it's crazy. Yeah, she sings, she plays bass, plays guitar, ukulele, you know, you name it, man. She's looking for a band too, you know.
Nice. Well, there you go.
Start young now.
She'll get a lot of emails now. Well, that's very cool. So the gene definitely passed on. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's cool stuff. So we're gonna play. Let's play. Let's see. What are we? Let me click back over here. We have, ladies and gentlemen, I clicked on the wrong thing. We have the 25th Parallel track that I want to hit people with. Do you guys want me to play it, and then we'll talk about it, or you want to talk about it first, do you think? What is your pleasure?
Go ahead and play it first.
Cool. Here it is, folks. Snipers of Babel, 25th Parallel. Check this out. I dig this a lot. Here it is.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What a track, folks. I told you, 25th Parallel, Snipers of Babel. You got to get it. You got to get it. Track.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Right on, man.
The inception for this this track, when you guys were putting this together and whatnot, did you come with the idea, say, hey, I kind of want to start it out in a kind of a Middle Eastern vibe there and then go from there into, you know, Melt Your Face Off Rock? Or was that always part of the plan, or did it just kind of happen?
Mike?
Well, I for some reason, always kind of gravitate towards that sound in writing music and stuff like that. I love the vibe, and I love the feeling through that music. And it, you know, with the lyrics, I mean, it's kind of getting into different territory and stuff like that, but it was kind of like a song about like what really is going on in the Middle East and that kind of thing, where a lot of people need to open their eyes and really see what's going on and what we're being told and that kind of thing. And
right.
You know, Snipers of Babel, it's all about, you know, bringing the truth and the corruption of society and you know, singing about and playing about the truth behind everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the Fable of Babel has always fascinated me. There's one of my favorite science fiction books called Snow Crash gets into that, you know, how linguistic programming and whatnot and all the stuff involved in that. And that's cool. And that's what I kind of took away from this piece of music, too. It's it really shows your guys' range, too, as musicians. You know what I mean? Because you have this just all this, the types of genres kind of harmoniously coming together. It's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Very cool.
I kind of wanted to have, like, you know, with the music, even without the vocals, I want the music to tell a story, kind of soundtracky kind of vibe, you know, and that's kind of the angle I always come from. And then with the vocals, it's just icing on the cake, man, you know.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And fantastic.
With Layla, you know, she's really influenced by a lot of world music and that kind of thing. So everything fell in place perfect on that end, you know.
This was actually
That's
the
cool.
song, Jamie, that Mike was talking about when he said I was originally only supposed to be on one song. This was that song. And
I gotcha.
If he only wanted me to be on one song and then get lost, this was the absolute worst song he could possibly have shown me, because I heard this song and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm in. I'm all the way in. What
right.
the hell else do you have?
Nice. That's so cool. That's all. Yeah, you know, you got a taste. You got a taste.
We invited
cool.
her over for one afternoon, and she showed up with a fucking futon and hasn't left.
Sleeping bag.
That's
okay.
That's all right.
My pajamas and my slippers.
Yeah, red flags went off when she broke out her toothbrush, and I was like, what the hell?
You know
it's
what's
still
the problem
at my house,
with your... when your shave razor winds up in the shower, that's usually the tip off. They ain't going. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Hey, folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare. Hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Today's sales leaders face a difficult task, selling the right products at the right time through the right channels. A new 3-day program from Harvard Business School Executive Education addresses this problem directly. Join us on the Boston campus in August for Managing Sales Teams and Distribution Channels, where you will discover strategies that can lead to the best sales performance. Learn more by clicking the banner or visiting hbs.me/sales. That's hbs.me/sales.
Well, no, it's such a cool song. And like I said, it's just, it's really just well done. You know, all the music I've heard is just really, you guys are real tight and just real. No, when you're recording a track, I mean, is it one of those things? We hear the finished piece. We think it's, oh, it just started out that way. It's, you know, but usually I know from painting, that's not how a painting always starts. People see the end result. There's a lot of, at least in my work, there's a lot of changes that be made. You know, you kind of tune it in a little bit. Does that help?
Well, you couldn't be more on the head with that one. Oh, my goodness, yeah. Now, that is exactly like just this past week, we were down at Mike's studio because Mike has a professional studio also, Oblivion Studios. So all of this is recorded and mixed and mastered, you know, professionally by Mike Bossier. So we were down at the studio and listening to one of the songs that, you know, that we thought we were familiar with, and he showed us, you know, some changes that he made, and it was just amazing. Like all of a sudden, like it's, you know, it's almost a different song because it just changes the feel of the song so much just because he added just a few things here and there. And that's really how the process is from start to finish. Like we start off with this, you know, sort of baseline that we get this vibe for, and then as it goes, you're right, it absolutely morphs into something that maybe wasn't even the original idea, but it just gets more and more amazing as it goes.
Yeah,
and it sort of becomes a double-edged sword because you never want to stop fine-tuning it.
Yeah,
so, I know, right?
I listen to it now, and I'm like, man, I want to do this different. I want to do that. I want to change it, but it's obviously a little too late. So you have to know when enough is enough. And
Yeah, right.
That's where it gets frustrating because you're like, you could rewrite the songs over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. And also, there's parts that these guys and gals have put down as a scratch that I've demanded that they keep, you know, and not redo. Keep it as it is. It has the vibe. Let's roll with it, man, you know. And that, you know, that to me is what I love, you know, about music is there's some parts that are just kind of just thrown down in the moment, emotional, and then it's like, man, you know, that's it. We got to go with that. And there's also been parts like what Jeremy did, which was a part that got lost, that he originally put down that, you know, I wish I could have kept because it just had so much emotion and you just felt what he was singing about, you know, but it was a scratch, you know, and he was going to come in and redo it. But some of those things are like beautiful, man.
That's that DC punk scene coming out of you, Mike.
Exactly. Yeah.
Spontaneous.
Nice.
You got to capture the moment.
Let me ask you guys, now this album's doing well, and it's a great album, and it's out and everything. Are the gears turning for the next project?
Oh my goodness, yeah.
We're working on some stuff right now that is so on a new level from what you've even heard right now. I cannot wait to share it with you guys.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Yeah,
well,
I can't wait to have
you guys back on the show. To hear more. And
definitely.
I'm only saying that because I'm definitely being selfish about it because it's just so good. I want to hear more. It's
awesome.
It's
well, that's great, Jamie. Yeah.
You can have more.
Absolutely. Nice. Well, break a leg this weekend. And, you know, folks, I want to tell you, you can get the Snipers of Babylon Facebook page is fantastic. There's all these kind of behind the scenes. It's just a very, very cool thing. And I know I, for long time listeners to the show, I harp on this a little bit. So important if you like, you hear a band or a musician or anybody you like, and if they have a Facebook page, like and share that page, because I don't think people that are not in the, people that are outside the industry don't really realize there's a thing, a question that comes up every time a band is booking a gig or something, that comes up usually between the venue and the promoter or the manager or something, but it's called, they say, what's the engagement? And it's a pain in the ass question, but it's just part of the landscape of music business, or the creative business, I should say. And so it's very important, like these pages and stuff. But also get over to and get over to Instagram. We have a link up to Instagram as well, and check them out over there as well. And we will also, as soon as the show's up, we don't have it up yet, but in here in a few minutes, we will have links to LostApparitions.com, the record company that the record's out on, and all the Bandcamp and Reverb Nation pages of Snipers and Babble as well. So that is...
please do. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm getting on.
That's
I can't
awesome,
change
baby.
It now until the show is over, but that will be happening.
Sure.
Cool. You got to follow these folks. And they're ones to watch. Very awesome. Well, you guys are awesome.
Yeah, follow us and hit us up too, man. I mean, you know, we've said it before and we'll keep saying it. We really like interacting, you know, with people. People comment on our posts or hit us up in messages. And I mean, you know, that makes our day, man, because that's,
you know,
at the end of the day, if we didn't want anyone to hear this stuff and didn't want anyone to like it, we wouldn't put it out. We would just write it and play it for ourselves, and that would be a fun day, and it'd be it. But, you know, we're putting it out there because, you know, when it touches someone, that's a really awesome thing. So, you know, hit us up and let us know, please.
Absolutely. And very, very cool. I want to thank you guys again so much. Oh, you know, before I forget, I have to give a big shout out to the fine folks over at Curtain Call Records. I talk to Angela all the time, and Gigi. Very good people. They put us together. So, we have a link up to them as well. If you're, you know, have something creative you're doing and you need help on the PR side, I don't know how that business works. You know, go pick up Angela's dry cleaning. Do whatever you got to do. Wash your dogs. no, I'm kidding. But get them in your corner because they're good people to know, you know. No, I think it probably involves writing a check or something, but it's worth doing.
Yeah, there's so many good people over there. With, you know, Jay Wendell's been really pushing us a lot. And, you know, like you said, you just find so many different – it just reaches out to everybody like you, and it's great, man, great people over there.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, if with any business – and not to sound like a big nerd or something, but – you know, it's weird to me because I talk to a lot of bands. I talk to a lot of filmmakers and people like that. You know, if you had a business and you needed, you know, you'd have no problem hiring an accountant to help you, you know, run your money and stuff like that. Just as important, getting the right people to do the right job for the PR stuff.
Yeah.
Find somebody. Don't try to do it yourself because there's stuff you don't know, and it's a big pain in the ass. Personally, I always like dealing with PR companies, and that's just, you know, and I'm sure everybody else in the podcast. Very, very cool. Would you guys, like I said, break a leg this weekend, have safe travels up there to and fro, and it's going to be a kick-ass show. I know that. Fantastic.
Yeah,
we're excited about it. We're really, really excited about it.
And nice. Jamie, thank you so much for having us on your show, man. We, you know, really appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Jamie, this
very,
is awesome. Thank
cool.
you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man, I like having cool people on the show. It's awesome. I can't wait till you guys are back next time.
You got us. Sorry.
That's true. That's very, very true. And I should mention also, I just seeing a post-it note I have here in front of me. Once again, folks, welcome all the new listeners. Specifically, we got a whole bunch of new listeners in the Berlin, Germany area. And thanks for
joining us. Cool.
Yeah, we were on the homepage of BTR once again, and that's always a nice bump. So welcome, Guten Tag, and all that to everybody over there. And
what's up, Germany?
Yeah,
that's right.
We definitely want to get over to Europe and Germany and make a bunch of stops over there, so keep a lookout.
Well, there's definitely a big metal scene over there. You know,
Yeah,
thank you. Just a little one.
Yeah.
Well, folks, that's going to about do it for us. Of course, this show will be converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media streams and platforms, I should say, including, well, we'll even be on Pinterest. How about that? You can learn how to bake
very
something
cool.
out of a an old palette while listening to the show. It's fantastic. Now, we're also on iTunes. Oh, excuse me. I forget another post-it note here. We're on Apple Podcasts. Whatever, folks. It's iTunes. It's their podcast page. If you are listening to the show in the future, hello from the past. Do me a favor, though. Hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page, and that just really, really annoys all of my ex-girlfriend. No, it makes our advertisers very happy, and that's a good thing. Cool. Well, we will see you, everybody, tomorrow. Have a good night, and whatever you're doing, keep your powder dry, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks, guys, for being on.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. This was awesome.
Anytime, anytime. Good night, everybody.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks' Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.